Before we start today's show, you should know that we have over 1,000 episodes of The Real Ass Podcast available on demand, ad-free, and uncensored at GasDigital.com. Not only that, we do a bonus Friday show that is exclusively for subscribers. You gotta check us out. To subscribe, just go to GasDigital.com and use the promo code RAP. You'll save $1.50 a month, and it helps out the show. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hey, yo, God. This is crazy.
It's your boy Louis J. Gomez. What the fuck is up, motherfuckers? It's a Wednesday. We're live. We're coming at you like Cleopatra in your mother's fucking pussy. That's right. That's right, bitch. We're getting aggressive. No Zach Amico. He's filming a movie. Going to the Gathering of the Juggalos. If you guys are at the Gathering of the Juggalos, say what's up to Zach. Smack his belly, pinch his dick, suck on his nipple. I don't give a shit. Instead, we have somebody incredible filling in from one of my very good friends, one of the original Legion of Skanks. I'm going to start saying that.
Thank you. I appreciate
the OG, one of the OG Legion of Skanks, technically.
Rub it in.
So he was never
like a Beatles.
He was never in the podcast. We wrote a script together, and it was the Legion of Skanks script, and it was about four friends who.
Your whole thing is based on a movie.
It was based off of a TV show never got made.
It was based off Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, essentially us trying to copy Always Sunny.
This was a movie that. A podcast based on a movie.
It was a podcast based on a TV script. Well, actually, based on a Guitar Hero band name. Mm. That is the trajectory of the Legion of Skanks history. But Justin was a part of that trajectory.
I was busy making.
You should release the script.
No, here's what happened. We did a table read.
It was a disaster.
Yeah. It was pretty funny though. Me and you were hilarious. All of our scenes were great.
Me and Louis together, our combative like love hate relationship just comes off as so effective. Affectionate. We had the best dynamic.
We should just fucking write our own script, our own TV show. Fuck those guys. Call it Legion of Skanks. Let's go, boys.
Ah, shit. Sorry, Dave.
That went from you both being like, it's a disaster, to then getting really cocky about
that's
it.
How
it's a disaster. And then
it was perfect.
Immediate pipe dreaming. It was a disaster.
I think
that's what you get.
The nature of this network is taking horrible ideas and seeing how much you can squeeze out of them.
That is true.
I think that's what we're doing.
Ladies and gentlemen, two incredible guests, as always, on the show from Joe and Renan Talk Movies. Ladies and gentlemen, back by popular demand, Renan Hirschberg back on the show.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Great job last time on the show.
Yeah, it was fun.
Very funny. Renan kills it. And also, ladies and gentlemen, no podcast, just a fucking man who...
I got a podcast.
Oh, you do? Why is it not on here?
I don't know. No
What's
one
your
asked
podcast
me.
Called?
The Secret Group Podcast.
The Secret Group Podcast. Yeah, yeah. One of the proprietors and owners of the Secret Group and a hilarious comedian. Ladies and gentlemen, Andrew Youngblood back on the show.
Hey, that's me.
We're like the Blues Brothers
right
now.
I'm the only one applauding.
Yeah, we do. Yeah,
we do.
I'm just glad I took my glasses off.
We're both wearing a chubby guy summer outfit, the black shirt and the white
shorts. I don't know
shorts.
If Andrew was feeling that way about himself until you said it.
Well, you know, it's never good. It's never good when he's like, we look the same. I'm like, yeah. I mean, we are dressed the same. No,
it is a similar vibe. You guys, you're the more disheveled version of him. Disheveled Down syndrome version of him.
Which is funny because I would argue I'm probably more disheveled. I'm hungover. I feel like shit.
No,
I woke
really?
Up and like.
He looks like you after the bender.
I walked up right at noon. Like, at noon, exactly. You were here, like, probably 30
Renan
minutes
Renan looks
early.
Like you if you were thrown down, like, a mountainside. Just had every rock and then landed on the ground.
Yeah.
How it would be at the end. No offense, Renan. That's not a bad thing. You're not a bad-looking guy.
And
but,
got AIDS on the way down.
Yes,
yeah, he's, like, turning to a werewolf, starts with me. And
yes, exactly.
Little,
that's fair,
then it goes to Zach Amico.
This, but no, your thing, whatever it is, it's not disheveled. It's kind of clean-cut.
No, I know he's had a clean-cut beard.
It's grizzly handsome.
If you have a beard... Clean cut. Everyone thinks you got your life together.
I know.
You just trim your beard correctly, and everyone's like, "This guy's."
Meanwhile, I look.
Fire.
I don't do drugs. I look like a fucking heroin addict.
You look.
Right now,
you look terrible, Renan. I said before it's not that bad. I was lying to you. I don't know why I said that. You look.
I don't
very
handle my
disheveled.
I don't handle my beard well. How, do you trim it a lot, or are you just
yeah.
kind of like?
I mean, I think every 3 days I'm doing
wow.
a cut.
New
cut
segment:
clean.
Men's grooming.
I wait till I get an intervention and then I trim the beard.
You never shave that down. How do you do that? What do you do with the clippers?
No, I'm honestly, I kind of got a natural line.
That
so
just grows
just,
that way. I
yeah, for the
it.
Most part. It, I mean,
are
there's
you not
a little
that
here.
Hairy? That's
but
my question. Are you not that hairy?
I'm a little hairy.
And I got like the Jew like, hair.
I gotta
like,
shave my shoulders every once in a while. You know,
that's really hairy, isn't it?
I mean, not crazy. I just don't want some fucking weird. This like
I've never
you know,
shaved my shoulders in my life.
That's, really? Well,
are they hairy?
Let's see them.
I don't think it's hairy though.
Oh yeah, it's no. nothing. I'm starting to think I'm more hairy than you.
I have little
sprouts. I don't think you're that hairy.
I have little sprouts. Same thing with my cheeks.
Oh, you got nothing.
That's exactly what I got.
You're a fucking middle schooler. You got nothing.
I wish I could fucking. This is it.
That's natural. This is natural right here. You don't trim this down.
That's a Puerto Rican.
You can see there's
not
much here.
Just the goatee naturally. This is a natural.
This is
Puerto Ricans are like a little. They don't grow a lot of hair, right?
I know. I guess not. I wish I could fucking get a beard.
You look like the label of a package of something that would be Puerto Rican.
I have a question, Shannon. Can you get hair plugs for your face? Can I plug my hair from the back of my head into my face?
Yes.
Get out.
100%.
I like how he's trying to look it up, and you're like, no.
I know. Well, I got hair surgery. I did hair surgery.
You got
hair. Yeah.
What? FUE?
I know. I did the thing where they did the whole surgery.
Well, this is fucking authentic.
Yeah.
Well, I can't be compared.
Well, I will say, just barely. I added in it. I did. Mine was like preventative. Like, I went in, they're like, you don't really need it. And I go, well, it's getting. They're like, so I got the minimum you could do.
The minimum.
Like one strip.
Yeah. It was literally
Let's stay on topic. One thing at a time. Everyone's fucking jumping all over the place right now. You guys are excited. You started talking about men's grooming. You turned into a bunch of fags. It was crazy watching the boys just fucking start. Ooh, let's fucking
go. Grooming men.
Relax, everyone. Okay. First thing first, Shannon. I can get hair plugs on my face.
Yes, you can. Yeah. Here's a couple
look
different
at that guy
instances
on the right. That
of
was
it.
Great.
Oh my god! It's and it grows.
What's that on the right? What is that on the right?
Where was the black guy on the right? This that was a hell of a. Fucking
oh, that's what they're taking out.
Yeah. But who really wants a beard bad enough to have surgery? That's crazy. Like, I do want it, but I would never get plugs.
So South America, not brown, but not very hairy.
Mm-hmm.
Arabs, brown, but very hairy.
Yeah.
So there's just not as much hair in South America.
Maybe not. I don't know.
So why would that be? That's interesting.
A beard, I agree with you. Who would want a beard enough?
Oh, because
your hair, you're like, I get that. The hairline. To be like, I need a beard bad enough that I'm going to get surgery for
Your
that.
Hair just depends on how bad, so here's the thing, white guys just in general, you guys would be fucked. Without hair, if it was like balding, it would look like absolute shit.
That's why.
For me, I look
great.
I look better.
Great.
Yeah.
I look substantially better. Nice, bald, fucking shiny dome, Latino, fucking, it looks badass.
Can all
you chose the bucket hat, basically.
What'd you say?
But you chose the bucket hat.
The bucket hat's fucking dope, Andrew. You're not going to disrespect my bucket hat. It's bucket hat summer, don't you?
All right, I didn't know.
I think you look better bald. I've always thought.
Yeah, I've never known you with hair. So,
but I have pictures.
But it's
of
always
Lewis
look
with
good.
Hair. I like him without hair.
No, I mean you barely have pictures of me with hair.
There's a few pictures of you younger with hair that
in
I remember.
Fact, I don't. You know what? Now I realize that Justin is
Lewis,
making up a story.
There are pictures of you younger. We have pictures of you younger
there's
with
no,
hair.
Justin,
we have your first headshot.
Let me just.
We
say
have
this.
Your first headshot.
Let me just say this. Okay, thank you very much.
We have your first headshot.
Oh, that's you, huh?
Yeah, that's Lewis.
That's look at that.
I've seen every one of these pictures.
All right, stop talking for a minute.
Okay, you look more soulful.
Stop yapping for just 1 minute. Okay, first of all, you said I remember you with hair. That's the first thing you said. So
did I say that?
Yes.
I remember seeing you with hair is what I meant. I remember seeing
I remember
of
seeing
you
a picture of you
I've
when
never
you were younger.
No, I've known you to have the fuzz on the side that you would sometimes not shave all the way, but I know what you look like
you
with hair.
You know what?
This is what I remember.
Whoa, look, The Rock.
I always thought...
I was actually, just so you guys know, in this picture...
Doing an impression of The Rock.
Not only was I doing an impression of The Rock.
Halloween.
I was.
No, not Halloween. I wish it was Halloween.
You're at WrestleMania.
I wish it was WrestleMania. I was at the Palisade Center Mall standing in line to meet The Rock.
Really?
I dressed up. Now, by the way, I'm 17. I've already had sex.
Wow, you're 17
I've
right
already
then?
Gotten drunk. I've already finger banged. I probably started smoking weed already, dude.
You looked 30.
I always...
Were you presenting The Rock with like an impression, kind of? Were you going to go up to him like,
was
The Rock?
Here's what's funny. I was waiting in line at the Palisades Center Mall. It was a big deal. This is like when The Rock was, this is senior year of high school, maybe. So
The Rock is still a big deal.
2099.
Not the has-been he is now.
Yeah. but
not the movie
not the star. Highest grossing movie actor.
Well, he was, look, he was Rocky Maivia in the WWE for a while. He wasn't like... He hit that stride right around the year 2000.
Attitude era.
Attitude era, fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin. This was I wasn't even actually that much into wrestling at the point. It's just everyone called me The Rock. So I'd walk down the hallway and they'd be like, "What's up, Rock?" I'm like, "Know your damn role." And I would do that unironically.
That's awesome.
That was the thing that I would regularly do in high school. And I was like, "I'm going to go meet The Rock at the mall." And then they cut off the line. Right at me. They cut off the line.
And you picked up a chair.
There's nothing sadder than a Rock impersonator getting cut off right
before. That's obviously why they did it.
Yeah, they're like, they're like,
dude, this is hilarious. You just waited 3 hours in line to come meet The Rock, dressed as The Rock. We're cutting it off at you. Like, damn, dude. Now that I know it's a little more about human beings and the way that the mind works, yes. Obviously, they chose it right there for me.
Are you realizing this right now?
No, okay. I've realized it for a while.
Okay.
But fuck that guy. I wish I could go back and kill that guy.
The Rock?
Fuck that guy. No. The guy who cut off the line. What a piece of shit.
But The Rock told him to.
The Rock stopped right at the guy who wants to be. I don't want this guy doing like a fucking impression of me to my face. Cut it off. He was like, that's a weirdo. Yeah.
Then The Rock came out. And then I still waited out there because I was like, maybe I'll still meet The Rock. Yeah, so I waited in the back.
This picture is leading to the saddest story ever.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of funny. The Rock comes out, and I'm like, Rock, they didn't let me in to meet you. And it's like, oh, that sucks. And I was like, I wore my $500 shirt for this. He's like, that ain't no $500 shirt. And I was like, it's not, Rock. It's not a $500 shirt. It's a $30 shirt from Hot Topic, but it's okay.
Oh, wow. You know, you look very friendly and nice. I always thought you were scary because you're Puerto Rican, but I think it's the bald.
The baldness.
It really is.
Yeah, it does.
That's the only two things on your list?
Bald does make you look meaner.
Yeah,
sure.
Bald is just 100%. Always meaner. You can't be friendly bald.
I think bald makes you look...
Yeah, who's a friendly looking bald guy?
I disagree.
No,
I think bald makes you look... Because it makes you look handsomer. I think it makes you look more welcoming. What's the success ratio
on like bald people? You know how they say like people with facial hair are never the president? Like, there's never been a president with a facial, or even they say like people with facial hair are less likely to become like multimillionaires or CEOs.
Yeah, that's true. Like, they're all shave face.
I think that was back. I think now, facial hair is a little more acceptable. No, like back in the day,
it's acceptable. What I'm saying is,
no, he's right. Bezos, Musk, Zuckerberg. No,
I'm not saying that's
hairless.
Not acceptable. What I'm saying is, like if you go over all the CEOs in the world and all the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies and all the billionaires, almost none of them have facial hair.
Who's the most successful bearded guy?
I don't know. Probably you.
I would argue. I would argue because if you're handsome, you don't have to work as hard. All these guys are like, I'm not the best looking guy, but so I'll have the most money and I'll fuck whoever I want.
Yeah, I think anything that sort of like kicks you down a notch makes you work harder. So when they say like there's no CEOs over like 6 feet, I was like Jeff Bezos is like 5'5".
Let's see,
like,
me suck cho tit. Says there's been like 20 presidents with facial hair. Oh
yeah
that's
back
why,
in the day. Yeah,
yeah
remember Lincoln?
Lincoln, yeah. No, maybe it's maybe it was a CEO thing. Whatever. There's some correlation.
Presidents haven't had a beard.
There's some correlation to success in facial hair. I'm probably just remembering it wrong. But yeah, back in the day, there was tons of presidents with facial hair.
20th century president with a beard was maybe like Theodore Roosevelt.
Maybe.
With a mustache. And that's just a mustache.
Is there a correlation to facial hair or being bald with success, Shannon? Tell me.
So what's coming up is for both of them, it's showing that men with facial hair and men that are bald. Are perceived as more successful.
Perceived as more successful. Man, so everything that I'm saying is just wrong, Shannon.
Also,
can you never fucking disrespect me on my fucking show again?
Are
you out of your mind, Shannon? Always follow... What? Type it into ChatGPT. By the way, ChatGPT should be taking up all of your Google searches.
That's what Google uses.
Because these are more masculine traits.
What?
Bald and facial hair are more masculine traits. So, who would they be perceived as successful by other men? Sure, I would think that.
I don't think bald is. I mean, it is.
It is a more masculine.
That's old.
It's literally a more masculine trait.
But I don't think people see it and go, "That's a man." You know what I mean? Like, do you?
No, it's subconscious. Yeah, obviously. Like, there's not. Ramis. It's not a real thing. You know. But yeah, there's all of these correlations you could figure out. What, Shannon?
There is a study that says, good news for bald men: while you have less hair, you have more intelligence, success, and masculinity.
Goddamn right.
Well, I think you have. Isn't it more like testosterone when you're bald?
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, I think that's
100%.
It's a sensitivity to DHT on your scalp, which would not mean more testosterone. It would just mean you have the propensity for the greater sensitivity to it.
Oh, okay. But yeah, bald guys, you can't be like a friendly pussy bald guy, can you? You have to be like tough.
Who's like a friendly
unless you have
pussy
cancer, then you can.
I can't think of any friendly jolly bald guys. right?
Yeah, they're all pretty badass. You're right.
I mean, I think you have to be, unless, you know, dying of cancer.
Yeah.
No, you don't look at a cancer guy like friendly, that guy's
jolly,
scary.
Thinking,
I
have, I got it.
Some people with alopecia.
The Buddha. That's a friendly, jolly, bald guy.
Buddha.
All right.
But he's not real. He's so like, let's, right?
Yeah, of course,
he's real.
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Monthly Knife Club for supporting today's show. We love Monthly Knife Club, the ultimate subscription box for knife enthusiasts, outdoor adventurers, and everyday carry enthusiasts. Every month, you get a brand new, high-quality name brand knife delivered right to your doorstep. They have brands like Bestech, Gerber, Kubi, Kaiser, Giant Mouse, and many, many more. Really cool gift for that man in your life. Every guy likes to fuck around with a knife, and they're just great. I have a couple of the knives at home. I use them for everything around the house, from opening boxes to opening things in the backyard. It's just really cool to have a nice, high-quality, super sharp knife. And I think it's just a great gift. It's ideal for the man who is notoriously hard to shop for. This is truly the perfect gift. There's a variety of tiers to choose from. They start at just $25, so it's pretty cheap as well. So why wait? Just go to monthlyknifeclub.com, use the promo code RAP, and you're going to save 10% on your first order. Once again, first month, 10% off with the promo code RAP at monthlyknifeclub.com. All right, where were we? I mean, it's testosterone. I haven't drank in almost, it's going on 3 weeks now. And it's specifically to raise my testosterone.
So you got low T?
I don't have low T. I had slightly below average when I got it tested like 2 years ago. Before I was.
You have slightly below testosterone? You're saying?
Whatever the number is supposed to be. It was
if you have slightly below, I must be at like a negative.
But did you test?
I just got diagnosed with low T like 2 months ago, like barely. They're like, you're okay, but you could use some help.
Yeah.
And I drink a lot, so that's a part of it. And
we also pee sitting down.
Now I do shots. I got the shots.
Compared to your baseline previously?
Yes.
Did they give you like a previous baseline test and then test since?
Well, here's the thing is I drink so much. My first baseline said I was low, but that's literally I got tested the day after I got hammered.
But those are arbitrary.
Well, so here's the thing. So I was drinking a lot, smoking a lot of weed. I asked my doctor if I can get on testosterone because I'm thinking about taking another fight. I want to start training pretty hard again. And just when I'm in the gym, I feel like a little slower than I used to feel. So a little heavier footed, little underwater. I still have motivation. I still train a lot.
Tired.
I'm not, my metabolism just isn't great. Like the amount that I train and diet, like I'm kind of fucking soft still. I almost feel like there's nobody that trains as much as me that fucking. So then I was talking to my doctor about it. He was like, no, I'm not going to put you on testosterone. He was like, stop drinking, stop smoking weed. He was like, your testosterone is going to go way up right away.
I'll put you on testosterone.
So then all my friends that are on testosterone.
Easily.
All my friends that are on testosterone are like, you need to leave your doctor and I will give you.
Fuck your doctor. Come over to my refrigerator.
Weed lowers your testosterone. Yeah. And what does testosterone help with? Like.
It makes
energy,
effort feel good.
Sex.
Really?
Yes.
So
mental
weed
clarity.
Weed is kind of bad for you.
Mental clarity, energy level.
Really?
Sex drive.
So weed is bad for you?
Not necessarily. If you're all amped up and it calms you, everything's a balance.
It depends on what it is. So like, if I smoke weed and I act normal, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not like a
stoner. But I have a lot of anxiety, so it depends on what you want to, you know, what the payoff is. If you're doing testosterone and you're injecting testosterone into your body, you're more likely to get cancer.
You're more likely.
Oh, really?
I don't take tests. I take HCG. But I'm just saying, like, yeah, there's fucking payoffs
and when the doctor said that, like, I'm more concerned with dying of cancer than probably anything else, and I don't want to keep on putting that out there. But my mom died of cancer. 1 out of 3 Americans get cancer. It's just something that I'm constantly thinking about. He's sort of talking about how drinking is. They're figuring out that's at the root of a lot of cancers.
Yeah, yeah.
Gut health, it's really fucked with people's gut health.
Recently, alcohol is a huge carcinogenic. I had no idea either.
It's like the number one cause. I didn't know.
My dad had cancer. He doesn't drink anymore because he's in remission. He tries not to drink.
Yeah, apparently there's a I'm using fucking bro health here right now, and I have no idea really what I'm talking about. I'm just saying I feel like my doctor doesn't have a vested interest in keeping me sick, which is what Joe Rogan and Tony Hinchcliffe have told me. I don't know. I feel like him telling me to cut down on the weed and not drinking. I don't think it's like a conspiracy. So no. I was like, let me just stop for a little while and see how I feel. I feel like I have already dropped like 15 pounds. I don't have the bags under my eyes.
That's great.
You guys would comment every day. I would come in and you'd be like, does Lewis have a black eye? They would say that all the time in the chat.
It's also the lighting in here. I always have the dark eyes in here.
Alcohol is
You're a coke kid.
I'm not anymore.
When's alcohol last time is a poison. Coke?
2 years ago.
Hey, that's not bad.
You're like, you want to hit some shit? Like 2 years, probably. Yeah, 2 years ago. Go ahead.
Anyway.
But yeah, that's great. I take 2.5 edibles a night.
2.5 milligrams?
Yeah. Anything else that gives me a panic attack.
Me too. I can't.
I'm with you on that. I like the mints. You like the little 2.5 mints?
Yeah. I feel like if you get anxiety from weed, your tolerance will always be at like 2.5.
I get so much anxiety from weed.
I know. Me too. But 2.5, I'm okay. After 2.5, 0.5 over that, I think everyone hates me and no one will ever know me.
I hate you on 2.5.
No, I hate you, period.
Isn't that awful weed feeling when you get to the panic where you start feeling like no one knows you or everyone seems weird? I hate that feeling.
Guys, I smoke so much weed, I couldn't imagine.
Are you high right now?
No, of course.
Oh, really?
Out of your mind, of
but
course.
What's the, so if you're like high all day kind of thing?
Yeah.
Like that's become your default?
I wake up in the morning, I take a dab, go back to sleep, wake up, take another dab, then I wake up.
I've never known you not to be.
I take a bath every morning. I feel like
That's my bath.
You're somehow more leisurely. Yeah.
Let's move on because I want to talk about some of these topics, right? And we can talk about testosterone all day, and I see all the Z's that are happening.
Become
in the
like
chat
a
right
retarded
now.
Andrew Huberman.
No, exactly. Like, boo, be funny, talk about shit, fuck these guys, fuck the Jews, fuck your son, I don't need to deal with any of it.
I'm all for fuck the Jews.
So let's do our plugs, let's get fucking into the show. What are you plugging on, Renan?
I got my special Brave, you still watch it, it's fucking on YouTube, it needs to, the numbers, it's kind of flatline, I need to push it up, so watch Brave on YouTube and just follow me on Instagram. At Ron on Comedy. Also be at Louisville Comedy Club in a week and a half.
Very cool. Andrew Youngblood.
I got my special. I'll tell you this on Mark Norman's YouTube. Please check it out. I got some dates. Go to Denver, September 1st. I'm there at the Comedy Underground, I think it's called. So check it out.
Very cool. Very cool.
At I am Justin Silver on all social media platforms. IamJustinSilver.com. I got a bunch of tickets coming up for the fall, so I'll be posting those on both the social media site and the website coming up. Check that out, please.
Very cool. Come see me live on the road. LewisofSkanks.com is the website. Going everywhere, touring a whole bunch before Skankfest. Levittown, New York, Governors, August 23rd, 24th. That is going to be with Zach Amico and Mike Figgs. Those shows are going to be a blast. Come out to those shows. Tacoma Comedy Club, August 29th through 31st. And then I have Spokane Comedy Club in Spokane, Washington on September 1st. Then all throughout September, this all before Skankfest, I got Appleton, Wisconsin, Janesville, Wisconsin, Atlanta, Georgia. I just added Orlando, just added Virginia Beach, Toronto the week before Skankfest, Austin, Texas, Live Legion of Skanks in Austin, Texas the week before Skankfest. We're doing a lot of shit. Please go to lewisofskanks.com. There's a secret group with no link.
Secret
is coming up in October as well. You know, it's going to be fun. No link available. Thank you very much. But yeah, either way, come see me on the road, the Media Ogre Tour. I'm so excited about all this new material. You guys are the fucking best. Everyone that's been coming out has been so supportive, so come see me.
So much fucking work.
It's a lot of work.
I'm going to start campaigning to get you canceled on the road more.
So you get more dates?
Yeah. I did that one time in Seattle. I'm going to keep doing it.
There you go. That'll do it. So make sure you guys subscribe to the new Gas Digital, gasdigital.com. We just added the Chromecast feature to the app so you guys can cast your televisions as well. Apps for Android and iPhone. If you guys love this show, we do a bonus episode every Friday that's just for subscribers. Over 1,000 episodes of this show that are uncensored and ad-free all in one place. Go to gasdigital.com. Use the promo code RAP. Save $1.50 a month. It's only $9 a month to support this show and all the other shows. Story Wars just started. You guys can come watch it live every Wednesday night, but it premieres on Monday nights on Gas Digital. And obviously Legion of Skanks and the Regs. I really do host the best podcasts in the world. It's like,
yeah.
I don't want to call myself the common denominator, but I'm the common denominator. That's who I am, folks. You don't need any other podcast. No offense to these guys, but you don't need their podcasts.
Did I say my Instagram handle?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, sure. All right.
Fine. Plus it was on the thing. They put it up.
I think I keep on like reporting myself on my phone accidentally in my pocket. So I've like shadow banned myself accidentally.
Damn.
I like look at my phone every time and I've like reported my Instagram thing.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Fuck that. Your own worst enemy.
Yeah. Let's.
Everyone was like, we care.
Somebody said that.
Shit.
Let's see. Somebody said that Lewis won't drink booze, but he'll inhale chemicals. Yeah, that's a problem, too. I admit that. That is a problem.
One thing at a time, motherfucker.
I can't do it all at once.
What chemicals do you inhale? Cocaine?
Dabs.
Dab. Is that the thing I did last time?
It's
on
weed.
This?
Yeah, it's weed.
Oh, yes. No, that's
it's like super weed, right?
It's concentrated weed. Right? I mean, I think if it's from a reputable place, they don't put a bunch of chemicals in it, do they? Hooray, let me know. If it's a good dab, isn't it just? I thought that's the idea. If it's a good reputable thing, it's like clean.
I don't know.
So my question is, if you're high all the time.
But putting stuff into your lungs isn't, like, just breathing things into your lungs all the time that aren't supposed to be there isn't good.
Do you feel, like, because you're high all the time, when you get high, do you feel it? Or, like, is it, like, become so normal you don't even know?
Yeah, I would say it would be...
Probably like having coffee. You're like, I need this to focus.
But coffee gets you high. I mean,
no, a little bit. Coffee doesn't get you high. You need to stop or not.
Coffee is like,
it just gets me through.
So you guys are yapping so much today? Jesus Christ.
I'm pausing. I'm just watching this.
All right.
You fucking caffeinated assholes.
We're dressed the same.
With your shitty beards.
What does pot feel like?
I'm just curious. I'm someone who's like high Shadow all the time.
I would probably describe how I feel when I get high. My assumption is the same way people that take anxiety medication probably feel, whereas I always walk around with like a certain amount of anxiety and there's a million things going on. I have ADD, so I'm always thinking that I forgot the stove on at home. Like there's that sort of like, it's not an OCD, but it's like an ADHD thing where I'm like, have you ever left the house and forgot and feel like you forgot something?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah. That feeling, like that's how I feel all the time.
Edgy.
100% of the time. No, but more specifically. Yeah. Like I forgot, like something I need to do is there, but and I'm not doing it.
Is it true?
Probably. It probably is true. I wake up, but my eyes open up, and that's how I feel. Like, fuck, dude, what did I forget at home? And that's how ADHD, that's the best way I can describe, where, like, when you're really debilitating ADHD. And when I smoke weed, it takes that away. Like, I don't really feel that. I don't feel stoned, like giggly. If I take a dab, there's probably 30 seconds where I feel actually high. And then I kind of, you know.
So really. I'm going to help you. It's like when a Jew takes a Klonopin. That's what it's like.
So there when weed, does it like give you, do you ever get panicky on weed? Or no, is it always? No,
you need to stop interviewing me about weed. We're going to move on from this fucking topic. It's not an interview podcast. Shannon, you know what? Olympics are officially over. I didn't watch a single moment of the Olympics.
You didn't.
Maybe at the airport once or twice. I looked up. There was somebody fucking, there was a guy's dick and hit a bar. That was fun.
Yeah.
I didn't really see.
Break dancers fun.
The breakdance. Apparently, they're taking breakdancing out of the 2028 Olympics. It bombed so hard.
It was such a bomb.
Did it bomb?
If you go on any YouTube video and just download breakdance competition, you're like, where were these motherfuckers? Like,
oh, and so they were so bad. The ones that made it to the Olympics were
bad?
They
just weren't anything you haven't seen before, and there happened to be... So, you were just like, this is nothing I haven't seen before in breakdance.
And then the one lady, like, really...
It was horrendous.
Yeah, yeah. The Australian lady, she fucked...
Ray
she
can we
so,
see the Australian breakdance? I haven't seen it.
I'll watch it right now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's...
Because I
it was satirical. It was like... It was fucking insane.
Yeah, I
Louis, you and I could do all these moves right now.
A lot of these, I just went to go see Cirque du Soleil in Vegas, and like you see the athleticism of these guys, and you're like, does it really get much more? Like, were these guys in the Olympics at one point? Like, were they
yeah,
they
yeah.
must have been something?
Acrobats, yeah,
like just because
they're usually street performers.
There's no way these.
Well, it must be a lot
no,
of females.
No,
listen to me.
Female gymnasts must be a lot of.
There's two twins in Mystere. They were twins, right? These little bitches were jacked. They had fucking just 8-packs, right? These little fucking. They were like, they must have been Russian or Ukrainian.
Yeah,
and the shit that they did was so like. Bonkers, like physically what they were able to do. Like you'll see a lot of these people, they'll be on like America's Got Talent and they'll be like they'll get through, and it's like a girl that's like, you know, just picking the other girl up with just her four. I can't even describe how strong these bitches were and sort of the acts that they were doing, but I'm going like they were maybe the most impressive athletes that I've ever seen in my entire life. But like, how much money can they really make as Cirque du Soleil performers, just being one of the cast? You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, it must be a lot.
Because, I mean, because
it was one of the featured things.
Tickets are pretty expensive.
Tickets are up to like $500. You're right, dude. They're one of the featured acts, too. Yeah, They're not like background dancers. They have a whole like 10-minute segment.
Harrison Greenbaum, he was on one of those.
He was on Cirque?
Or one of the, Cirque du Soleil thing for like a year and a half.
But the problem is I don't like Harrison.
I wouldn't call Harrison an athlete.
I would have to talk to him.
I wouldn't call him.
No, I'm kidding. He's
what
great.
What did he do? He was
doing like comedy. He did it as like a New York
comedy
version,
and magic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's magic. One of the world's most famous breakdancers, Salah, became like, you know, the clown who like orchestrates the whole thing in the middle usually.
Yeah.
They had one that was very physical and he became that person. But he was like a street performer who was like this world class breakdancer.
Yeah.
I'm just you didn't see anything like that.
Let's see the Australian bitch.
Yeah, the Australian ones. It's almost like someone told her about breakdancing.
No.
I can do that. Tell me all the moves you can do, Lewis.
You could. I think you could do any of this.
I could do that.
I couldn't do that. No, I couldn't do any of this. But so you know, like,
she should be on a subway.
Keep watching. That's the highlight.
She sucks.
That's
the highlight. Literally, none of us could do any of that.
No, no. But like, it just doesn't feel like Olympics. It feels like she should be on a.
She got a zero.
She goes like this, Lewis.
She got a zero.
She got a zero.
She got a zero. She literally got a zero.
How did she get that high? How did she get?
Here's how.
I don't know.
Because they didn't give a shit about this event, and when they went to Australia, they weren't like. It's not like the runners where they're like. Like, oh shit, here's our best runners. They're like, is someone going to do this?
You think maybe it was Special Olympics and they got kind of accidentally put in?
No.
Like a mistake? That'd be great.
I think it's the same way like Jamaica had the bobsled. It's just no one breakdances in Australia, is my guess.
She just went right to the top.
Yeah. She's like,
which
a
is
college
zero
professor.
Universally. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Mando for supporting today's show. We love Mando. It's full body deodorant for all of the crevices and the little stinky areas that you have on your body. If you're listening to this show, we know you're a fucking smelly piece of shit. Let's get real. Well, guess what? Mando has you covered, okay? Mando is created by a doctor, so we know it works, and it is truly, absolutely the best way to deodorize your entire body. This is aluminum-free, it's baking soda-free, cruelty-free, dye-free, and vegan, and it's proven to control your odor better than just showering with soap alone. If you want to try out Mando's starter pack, which is perfect for new customers, it comes with a solid stick deodorant, a cream tube deodorant, and two free products of your choice, like the mini body wash or the deodorant wipes, which deodorant wipes I keep on me at all time when I travel. And free shipping, just go to shopmando.com, shopmando.com, and use the promo code REAL for 40% off your order. That's $5 off the starter pack, 40% off your total order at shopmando.com, promo code REAL. All right, where were we?
Did you see the female
Remy Casimir did this spoof video on it where she's going. She's going.
Don't bring up Remy Casimir's videos on my show. I'm sick of you guys bringing up horseshit comedians on my show. No offense to Remy, she's great. But love Remy. I think she's very funny.
She's just
but
going
this
move.
Is we're
Listen,
not. I'm telling if they're not more famous than me, don't bring them up.
She's just going move for move, doing exactly all the moves that she got the zeros on. And if Remy Casimir could do these perfectly, that's how difficult these moves were.
This is great podcast when you're just talking about another podcast.
I can't stand it. We need to,
you should see what's on this other.
I'm actually getting angry.
I think Zach Amico might be the common denominator.
Yeah. Let me take control of the show. Everyone relax. Everyone relax. Let's go. We're going to do Top Girl Olympics edition. The Olympics are over. There was a lot of hot bitches in the Olympics this year. We did talk about that. Shannon, let's figure out who the hottest girl at the Olympics was this year. All right, Shannon, what do we got here?
So I tried to pick girls that might be in everybody's taste range, kind of. So the first one is Brandi Wilkerson. She's 32 years old. She's from Switzerland, but is representing Canada, and she is a volleyball player.
Let's see.
So I'm going to bring it to her
volleyball
Instagram.
Volleyball. If you guys wanted to go watch high school volleyball today, awesome. I would say let's just go.
If you go to Venice Beach and just watch them play volleyball.
Oh, let's see. Let's see some more pictures.
Not one comment. No, you're so good.
Her playing.
Fucking.
Okay, she's pretty toy.
Find her ass too muscular.
Yeah, her ass is actually not nice enough.
It's too muscular.
That's actually bumming me out that her ass...
Is that a problem in your life?
Guys, it's actually bumming me out.
That's going to be the best picture of her.
I don't like the hair.
I'm not turned on. Like, when someone's, like, a little too athletic, I feel like there's, like, you go too far.
No, I like an athletic bitch. Yeah. I like a bitch that's got a little bit of a six-pack. I like a bitch who's fucking... I like a bitch who's strong.
Yeah, could hold you down a little bit.
Really?
Fight me off a little bit.
Yes.
I'm not for that. Mainly because I just think...
Get this rag out of my mouth.
Anytime we're fucking, I think they're like, why am I with this fat piece of shit? You know?
You're like, I need them to be fatter than me every time.
I don't want that. But.
Well, that's also hard. Like, because I do when I'm out of shape, I do feel bad that I'm pumping my little dick and fat body into these girls.
Oh, sorry, excuse me.
Yeah, I feel bad. I'm like, I know you don't like this. So
yeah, but sometimes you can
and
go,
that turns me on.
Sometimes a guy,
so it's a weird cycle.
Sometimes a guy can go too long, and the woman's upset.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
She might not like a guy too athletic who goes on all night. You know,
right?
So you don't have to be athletic to go long. You just do it, and you just breathe heavy. But
that's true.
Do it.
Let's go to number two.
So
Shannon.
Me coming early is not because I'm fat.
Yeah. Nothing to do with your weight.
Sure. Come early. Sorry, I'm 40 pounds overweight.
Shannon.
Next one is Gaia Sabatini. She's 25
yep.
from Italy, and she is a middle distance runner. Hold on a second. Okay, this is her.
This is a podcast with a bunch of middles.
Nope.
No tits.
Ew,
okay,
Shannon.
Wait.
Shannon, why are you pulling up ugly women?
No, she's not.
She's like a sick boy.
Shannon.
Okay, that's
Shannon.
She's
yeah, she's cuter when her face isn't being showed to the screen. You're right. Ah!
No. Really? I thought she was so pretty.
And her long, flat ass. Shannon, yeah. Ew, whatever.
No, that's a good photo. I
that's
like that.
Okay.
This is the original picture I saw that I was like,
that's
she's
a
so
hot
pretty.
Photo. But even then, she's got these big fake fucking lips.
I don't like fake lips.
An
fake
okay
lips?
Nose.
Dude, rank? Is this just a website that ranks women?
Looks,
is that what that website
she
was?
She looks very sticky.
Fake lips turn me off.
She looks like
so
she
would
stick to the wall.
Yeah, Shannon, yeah. She also, look at her flat ass, Shannon. Just because you have a flat ass. No offense, Shannon.
Shannon's
like
a flat ass.
Black. That's
blame Shannon.
Shannon, just because you have a flat ass.
This is not flat.
You are bringing up women with other flat asses. We want, these are Olympic caliber athletes.
It's making you so angry.
We want fat, fucking, juicy, thick asses.
Yeah. Where's the shot
putters?
They're
going to be
either.
Athletic butts, though.
Show
they're not going to be like
putters.
fake big butts.
Everyone in the Races Live chat agrees with me that you're pulling up fucking whatever bitches.
I don't like when an ass, I feel like we've really like, we like, everyone likes an ass now that's just like a giant tumor.
Yeah,
I think it's crazy.
Fake ones.
Frankly, can I just say something?
Please.
I think tits can be too big and I think an ass can be too big.
I think you're crazy.
And I don't think people, I think with this insanity of like tits should be like.
I like a big, I like a white woman. I gotta be honest, my ex, all right?
Yeah.
She had the.
Wait, which one?
The perfect body. The one that I just broke up with had the perfect body. She had a big, juicy, delicious ass and fucking little athletic titties and a fucking six pack, and it was fucking righteous.
But like a juicy ass, like to me, like
it
a round tight, but not big. Like you don't want.
I like a big ass.
You don't
want to
look
titties.
Like it's cancer in the ass.
It wasn't.
I mean?
It didn't look like cancer. It was excellent.
I feel like people, like now guys are like, look at that ass. It's so hot. And it's just, I'm like, that's just a fat person. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like we've
no.
Like,
the white girls have figured out how to make their asses big and fat and delightful, and it's a perfect thing, and I love it.
Well, I just think there should be a limit, and I think a lot of people are like valuing asses like so big. I don't
all
get
right,
it.
Shannon, let's go to the next one here because I've been disappointed. None of these bitches are the top girl. The person that Anthony Cumia tweeted out the other day was better looking than both of these
girls.
She
was 17 years old.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
you're right.
Yeah,
as
really?
We remember, we found out that she was a child. That's right. Edit. That's right. She was a child. That's right.
Okay.
I remember that Anthony did tweet about how beautiful a child was.
No okay. Shit.
Next one is that.
He's been so uncomfortable.
She was beautiful. Look, she was beautiful.
What was the context?
I'm not saying I want to fuck her. I'm saying she had a symmetrical face,
look,
unquestionably.
It's the one time he's had an problematic tweet or post, you know, it happens. And otherwise, a really non-controversial person. I like his style. It's like unironic racism. I kind of like that, you know? It's like.
Let's see. Let's see. Go to the next one, Shannon.
The next one is Ingrid Oliveira. She's 28 from Brazil.
Oh, yes.
Brazil. Come on. This is everything is good here. She's of age. She's from Brazil.
Horrible okay. name.
Let's
we'll
go, Shannon.
Gonna be good.
Hopefully
Brazil's
Shannon's
one
not
of
just
the
trying to. Okay.
Wait.
Pretty toit from this angle.
Wait. Don't get that picture. Wait. Don't get that one.
What? Gorgeous. What are you talking about?
Oh, gorgeous. Wait. The body. Wait, go.
The body's tight as fuck.
Go the other way, Shannon, again.
What? Are you all.
In the beginning, yeah, it's a nice bod.
I'm a bit of a nosist.
Who's that
I don't like a nose that's fucking
here's
weird.
Here's the thing. No, look. Look, her ass is righteous. I like her little titties.
Yeah.
She's hot. Obviously, she's hot. But I'm just saying.
I'm taking
she's the best looking out of the three.
Out
so
of everyone
far.
We've seen so far, she's the best. But honestly, I'm not. This face is nothing to write home about.
I don't
about.
Like fakeness. I don't like fake.
And
like
if I were to write home about her face, I'd be like, dear mom, this girl's a 7.
The it's nose cute. Looks different in every photo.
I know. She looks great
it's
in
pretty
some
pretty bizarre.
Angles.
Has she had a nose job?
She's pretty
tight. I think it's the makeup in some of the pictures.
Who did Frank just put in the Races Live Chat?
But you know what?
Shannon, if Frank just put an Olympic person in the Races Live Chat and this person's not on your list, I'm actually going to fire you.
But you know what?
And I really mean this, Shannon. I know this job's very important to you, but
you
this is going to be
do.
the final fucking straw. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of this horse shit. Go to the fourth one.
Fourth one is.
I will say that Olympic bitches don't have tits.
No.
None of them.
I mean, that would
they would get in the way.
Not a lot of jumping, running.
Yeah. Did you ever like remember in high school when we all run the mile and then there's like the girl in high school who had the big tits and she would like run holding her tits?
I guess athletic girls don't have big tits.
That turns me on.
That's just a thing, right?
Yeah.
No. When they got to hold their tits when they run.
Is there any sport where tits help?
They're big enough to be in the way.
Is there any sport where tits help?
Yeah, porn.
For a woman?
No. Yeah. I don't think there's any sport where it would help.
The luge, that could help.
There's no.
Pushes you down quicker.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's. I feel like there's probably sports where the tits don't get in the way.
Being a mother.
I don't know. Like what? Like basketball probably gets in the way. Well, but easier to foul.
There's not a sport where it doesn't get in the way.
Powerlifting. It doesn't get in the way.
Who's the fourth girl?
I would imagine.
Yeah, but if you're powerlifting, your tits are going to get like.
Plus, you got back problems.
Yeah. No, powerlifting. I think that's big.
Okay, fourth one is.
I mean, my tits get in the way of most sports I play.
Getting laid. It gets in the way.
Shannon, go to the fourth one.
Trying. Fourth one is Annika Delgado. She's 22, Ecuadorian, and she's a swimmer.
Sounds promising.
Okay, here we go.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. Shannon. We finally have an attractive person.
Do you think I was going to start with the hottest one?
Weigh in.
There we go. Let's see. Yeah, she's very pretty.
She's model hot.
Yeah. What does she do?
A swimmer.
Swimmer.
She's a swimmer. From Greece? Where's she from? That's in
Ecuador.
Greece. Oh, my God.
You can be a really hot swimmer. I think
who was the bitch who got kicked out of the Olympics? She was hotter than all these bitches, and she got kicked out for being, what was it? I didn't even read the story, but it was like being too sexy in the Olympic Village or something. I read something like that, dude.
Really?
She was a Paraguayan swimmer, and she's fucking, I mean, she was smoking, dude. She had a little tattoo, Olympic tattoo right by her pussy. Ooh.
What about like, we're not into Simone, we're not into Simone Biles here?
I'm going to fucking screw myself.
Pull up a picture of her. What's she look like? I can't remember.
Simone Biles is cute.
Is she the gymnast or the runner?
This is the girl who was kicked out. Let's see. Anna Carolina
not this
Ferreira.
Thumb. I'm talking about a fucking hot blonde bitch.
How the hell was she sexy?
She wasn't Brazilian. She was Paraguayan.
Paraguay. You don't think about Paraguay.
I don't.
Let's
I never
go back
ever.
To the other girl.
I've never thought about Paraguay in my life. This is the first time I've thought about that.
Yeah. I wouldn't even know how to spell it.
Oh, people keep on commenting that this is a bolt, not a screw. You're right. It's not a. There she is, Shannon.
What was she doing?
Pull up the picture of her in the blue. Well, obviously not the ugly photo, Shannon. Shannon,
you
about to click on the ugly photo?
She's a fucking smoke show.
She's a fucking firecracker.
What'd she get kicked out for?
She was being a whore in the village? Get the fuck
out
of here.
Shannon, look up. Do me a favor, Shannon. Take a moment and look up why she was actually kicked out of the Olympics, because we don't actually know. And I want to know the actual story there. Because she is a goddamn smoke show.
I can't help
she's the best one that I've seen so far.
She's the best one.
Are we objectifying these women?
Yep.
That's what this podcast is.
I can't help but feel like
we've been here before.
We may be like objectifying.
Yeah, pull up a couple dudes.
You should have
them.
One like really woke person on every episode.
Shannon, by the way, bring up your fifth one in the meantime while you're looking that up. Let's see who else you chose for us.
The last one is Alicia Schmidt. She's 25, German, and she is on the track team.
Let's see.
This is
going to
be good. Track is hot. Track is hot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Turn around.
I like that.
Yep.
You can see the G.
Yep.
You can see the
yeah, she's
G
hot.
Yeah. I still take the one before her, though.
I still take the one before her as well.
My doll is
also,
be
I've
more.
Seen hotter ones as well. Like, there was that other bitch. Everyone likes the one chick. She got a big fat ass and, like, tattoos everywhere. People like her. I thought she was a little bit overrated.
You know, I think the Olympics is not the hottest thing, I guess. Like,
yeah.
I think really hot people aren't, like, athletes, maybe.
They don't need to be great at anything.
Right.
They're already really hot.
Because once you're an athlete, you get strong legs.
That's why they don't become CEOs.
They don't become comedians. They don't become fucking. They don't develop the personality traits
that you
need.
Hot girls don't become comedians?
They don't need to. Very few.
That's all they are. Every other comedian's
no,
a hot
there's
girl.
Literally actually a dozen hot girls that are comedians. The other ones are actually hot because they're comedians.
Yeah. Yes. That's a good.
Yeah.
Actually,
definitely the bar is lower.
If Hannah Burner wasn't a comedian, you'd be like, that bitch is a four. What do you want me to say? You wouldn't pay attention to her in a bar. But because she's a comic, you're like, oh, she's pretty hot for a comedian.
Pretty hot for a comedian. The four is the operative word.
I feel like there's so many hot ones now, so many hot girls. I feel like all my Instagram is just like,
I don't hot need women. To offend it's you just, with this.
Yeah.
I feel like our version of hot would be a little different.
How does that
like
offend me?
I feel like we'd have like a
I feel like you're probably into a woman who looks like a man. That doesn't offend me. You're like, you're like a six pack and I like
a penis, a beard, you know.
It doesn't offend me that you're kind of gay.
I like a beard a little more trim than yours.
But no, I mean, I don't know. I think there's so many hot women.
Maybe I think there is at the lower level.
That's
of
what I'm
comedy.
Saying. Every like open mic is like the like hottest that. Woman sure. ever.
Yes.
You oh, are right actually about that. Good?
But anyone who's got any success,
put your headphones
there's like
on.
Three.
Am I yelling?
A little bit. I think you're less aware today
okay, sorry.
Because of the lack of headphones.
Okay, sorry.
No, it's okay. Don't be sorry. I love you.
But I think a lot of hot. Yeah, I guess the better you are at anything, the less attractive you are.
In general, yeah. That's yeah. probably it. You have to develop personality skills, right? Or personality traits to get laid, right? We all do things to feel great or to get laid, right? Very Freudian. That's a fact, right? So if you're good looking, you feel great, you get laid. You do not have to really develop much more beyond that. And
yes.
It's actually a testament to really when good-looking people are great.
They're like, awesome.
You didn't have to do that.
Yeah,
good
yeah.
for you, bro. Like, yeah, yo, honestly, yeah. I'm dead-ass. Like women specifically, men are it's a little different. Men's personal greatness is defined a little bit more, I think, than just the
right.
way we look. But
right. If you're hot, like, people are going to want to fuck you. So talking, having a personality can only hurt that. You know what I mean? It's a risk.
Yeah.
But if you don't say anything, everyone will just want to fuck you.
It's just beautiful.
That's why hot guys, like, the less you say, the less chance you'll have of fucking it up.
Shannon,
you know
what,
I mean?
what did I just ask you to look up? I forget at this point.
So I was looking up why she was kicked out
yes,
of the Olympics.
That's right.
So she was actually... So the articles say that they claim she was kicked out of the Olympic Village.
Oh.
She says she was not. And then it says the reason why was that she was creating an inappropriate atmosphere because of how she was dressing. She wasn't wearing the Olympic uniform.
Ooh.
And that and then that where there was a night where she went out in Paris and went to Disneyland rather than trying to support her other teammates.
What the fuck?
Magic Mountain? Which part of Disneyland? There's a really skanky part of that place.
What kind of cult is this? You can't fucking...
I've done blow in fucking Disneyland and Magic Mountain.
Shannon, can you pull up her Instagram? Because she might be the Olympic top girl to me.
Who all right, upper that? Right,
like the
I'm
blue,
so
the
in.
Upper right, that
photo, wow.
That photo is wild. That's just a wild photo.
This is the Paraguayan?
Yeah.
Paraguay, huh?
You know how much my money would be worth there? She'd think I was the king.
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for being a longtime supporter of today's show. If you like to get super duper high, you might as well get high legally and cheaper than buying regular weed. Have YoDelta shipped right to your door. This is Delta 8 THC, so it is legally shipped in most states. I think 49 or maybe even 50 states at this point. You can have it shipped right to your door, and it gets you really high. If you guys have ever smoked Delta 8, you know it works just as well as regular weed. They have vapes, they have gummies, so whatever way you like to get high, they have you covered. And we're going to give you 25% off your order if you use the promo code GAS at YoDelta.com. Promo code GAS, YoDelta.com is a website, 25% off today. All right, where were we?
Yeah, no, she's...
Let's see what she's like in her real life. Go down a little bit here. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, she's a little boxy there, but I still like it.
It's the angle.
I don't understand, like, the Olympics, you can't, like, have fun. You have
but
to...
I like, you don't like the abs right there? Look, look at that one
in the
Olympics shower.
In that whole, like, area.
You don't like those STDs abs right there? That would, what'd you say? They all get STDs?
Yeah, in, like, the Olympic camp, they're all fucking each other. It's
like
become like a
camp,
thing.
Yeah,
it's like a summer camp. They all fuck each other. They end up with STDs.
It's like summer camp.
It's like Skankfest.
Just way hotter people.
At Skankfest, we have to have cardboard beds so everyone stops fucking each other.
It's like summer camp, except I didn't hook up once at summer camp.
You
it's like summer
kid.
Camp for everyone else.
I never went away to summer camp. So my camp when I was a kid was day camp, right? Mm. So it was really essentially for poor people.
Yeah.
It was Latchkey. It was actually
day
the same exact program as Latchkey. So Latchkey was like whoever ran the Latchkey program after school during the summer ran the day camp at the school. So like all the games you would play in Latchkey and if you were really poor, you would show up essentially you'd be in the cafeteria of the elementary school while the kids were bused to like a pool or a, you know, a movie
grass.
Or there'd be an activity every day, right? And there sometimes would be a poor kid activity and then a kid who had got money activity. So you go to Rye Playland if you had the $15.
Yeah.
Is that the rich kid or the poor kid?
That was a rich
Wait,
kid.
Wait, did they leave the poor kids behind
yeah.
at day
the
camp?
There was three different ways. Okay. It was let's say you were going to the movies that day.
Yeah.
You'd have to pay like $2 or whatever to go to the movies. If you didn't have the $2, you'd get left back at the the elementary school cafeteria, we'd be playing pickup sticks and fucking checkers.
What the fuck?
With three other poor kids.
With sticks? Yeah. The only thing you can afford is sticks?
Sometimes they'd have like an extreme fucking day.
Dodgeball?
No. Where you're going to somewhere really cool like Rye Playland. Rye Playland was the big one every year. You know Rye Playland?
I love Rye Playland, dude.
It's a one of the shittiest amusement parks in the world.
It's great. When you're like a
pull up a
great
Rye Playland commercial. I bet you there is one. It's horrible. It's like there was like Six Flags, and then there was Action Park, and then you're like, no, we're going to go to Rye Playland, which had the Dragon Coaster, which was like the big thing. Didn't even go upside down.
But sometimes those can be scarier because they're less regulated.
But when you're a kid, it's still awesome. When you're I love Rye Playland.
So here's the thing. As an adult now, before you play that.
Rye Playland.
As an adult now, yes, it is scarier to go on a rinky-dink thing, and you're like, oh, fuck, dude, this isn't like, look at the person. You're looking at things like, look at the guy who's manning the ride. He's got no teeth. He's got one arm. This is way
dangerous.
Things
made out of wood.
You're noticing those things because you're an adult and you have a sense of survival instincts, right? When you're a kid, you're going, the bigger roller coaster with loops is more dangerous.
Well, kids aren't afraid of...
They have no idea.
Roller coasters, most things in life, as you get older, they get less, they lose... The excitement. Roller coasters are the opposite. The older you get, the more intense it gets.
Oh, it's way scarier.
Because now you're like,
it hurts your body.
It hurts your body. You're like, I could die of a heart attack.
Yep.
You're like, I could die.
We did the roller coaster on top in Vegas, on top of New York.
Oh, I did that. I love that. That's
really
great.
Cool. It was a great roller coaster. Really, and then we went to the top of the Strat and did the fucking,
Did you do the one that takes you off the edge and pulls you back?
I was not doing that. My son is way into these things. And I was like, James, we're not doing that one. They got rid of the roller coaster on top of the Strat. So this one, it's literally, you're just on a thing, like eight people in a cart. And then it tips over and you go, shh, and it looks like you're gonna slide off the end of it, end of the building, and you go up. Shh.
I'll do any fucking roller coaster.
That's good. There's helicopters that come in at the same level as you. It's fucking terrifying.
Where did we go? Where did you
truly terrifying?
Where did we go on that gas trip? It was a great adventure.
Six Flags. Yeah,
went to Six Flags.
Six
you
Flags
did that.
Is great, but that's the thing. When you're right. When you're a kid, you see it like I see. Oh my, that got six loops. The fastest roller coaster. Fuck that. That's it. But that is owned by a massive park. It's been tested by fucking German engineers. And like, when you're getting hurt, it's going to be on the teacups and they don't secure you in. You fly out of it and you're dead.
The real thrill is like the wooden Ferris wheel that can break down. And but roller coasters are one of the very few things in life that gets more intense as you get older. So it's kind of awesome. You know, I love them.
I do too. Have you been to Six Flags recently?
Nah, no.
We should do a comic trip. We should plan a comedian trip to Six Flags.
It was awesome last time.
Before the summer's out, we should do. Maybe we should do for Fright Fest.
Nah, that sounds awesome.
That's when we went. When they had the people coming out with the chainsaws and shit.
After
Haunted.
After Skunk Fest, we should do Fright Fest. At 6 o'clock, it becomes a haunted theme park.
Oh, that's awesome!
Really cool. And there's one called the best one in my opinion. It's the wooden one. What's the wooden one at Six Flags, Shannon? Look it up.
It's always like the size.
El Diablo or El Toro. Dude, El Toro. El Toro's, it's just wood. Like, literally, it looks like it's put together by a bazillion toothpicks.
You feel the nails like pulling out. I love that.
And it goes so fast.
They jerk, too. Those ones are the worst.
We have a Six Flags in Louisville. It used to be called Kentucky Kingdom. And there was a elevator, the drop one.
Mm-hmm.
And one time, I think I was in high school, it dropped in a wire, like, kind of broke out, final destination style.
No.
They got to the bottom. One of the women like looks down. Her legs have been completely fleshed.
Shut
out.
The
oh my
fuck
god!
Oh, you can watch.
Wait, she didn't
park
feel it.
On YouTube.
She was like,
"Is that real?"
I don't think she felt it. I think she noticed it at the end, or at least that's how I made the story. Yeah. At least that's how. She has fake legs now. She got like millions of dollars.
Yeah.
It's kind of a good deal. You get
worth it.
No,
you get
it's
better
not.
Legs.
This seems like a story your friend tells you when you're a kid, and it's not.
No,
real.
No, it's real.
These things happen. I've watched plenty of like YouTube things where it's like all these accidents that happen. There's a famous one where the kid on the water slide got decapitated.
Kansas.
That one is bonkers. Imagine I send my son. I'm like, all right, goodbye, and then his body comes out first, and then his head rolls down afterwards. Imagine that. A mat and blood just fucking like.
Child support?
Kansas. Right. This water.
I mean, literally.
That was the mayor's kid in Kansas, this water park where like a bunch of kids died. And this comic, Dayton Bissett, he was opening for me in Kansas. And he said he worked at that water park and a kid drowned and he tried to like give him CPR.
Oh, yeah. He's told me that story before, too.
They fucking.
Did you save him?
Yeah.
No.
Say, hey, buddy, work on a less dark joke. This bit sucks.
Here's the moral of the story. I didn't save the kid. You're like, all right, thanks for telling me that, buddy.
I asked him if he felt guilty, and he said no. It was kind of fucked up. But
yeah, the whole bit is how he had to like talk to the parents just like to waste time afterwards.
He actually has a bit about it.
Yeah, it's
he's a very funny comic.
He's great.
No, I'm sure it's great.
That's got to be a dark bit, dude.
He's a funny comic, but he did fail that child.
He did.
He did fail. He did.
Yeah. If he was a better lifeguard than he is comedian.
But I think that water park killed like three kids before they shut it down. I don't think there's any regulations in Kansas. That was their abortion clinic just that water park.
What's the water park where they made a documentary
Class
about
action park. Class action park. Park. It was so awesome.
Oh, you went? Have you been there?
I went when they had the...
It's still open, but it's not action park now. So right now they have it in the summertime. It's a water park, but it's like, it doesn't have like big crazy rides like they had. And in the wintertime, it's a ski resort. The same ski resort, which I've told the story in this podcast, where I went, and they have like, they just notoriously hire retarded children to run this place. So I remember I was taking James skiing and I bought him a gator for his face. And I was like, it had like a tag on it. Like you had to cut the tag, it was pretty thick. So like, do you have scissors? She's like, no. She's like, I got a knife though. And I was like, okay, yeah. And then I did that with it. And I'm just looking at her come at me with a knife. And I'm going like, this is a bad idea. I remember thinking, I was like, this isn't going to end well. And sure enough, she just goes, and just slices my hand. Oh my God, I'm spraying blood everywhere. And I'm like, I wish I was the type of person to sue, because that would have just been an easy, you know, 20 grand or whatever. It's nothing crazy, but they would have just paid you to fucking make it go away very quickly.
And then you go up to the girl who lost her legs and like, I've been there, man. Can I say something? I'd rather have a Down syndrome person running a roller coaster than like a 16-year-old pothead. Because I feel like Down syndrome kids...
6-1 white, 1/2 dozen the other.
I think Down syndrome kids are good with rules, and like they can, and they're strict. They don't fuck around. Yeah. You can't get past... Back in the day, you could never get past a Down syndrome kid going to the movie theater. Yeah. You couldn't sneak in. They catch you.
Yeah.
But a pothead, 16-year-olds, that's the most dangerous.
I think they both get distracted pretty easily.
Yeah.
Nah, like, I think Down syndrome is...
They just don't have enough authority over you.
Yeah.
Only one applesauce a day.
It's just human error, right? Like, you're putting me in a roller coaster, right? It's just, this happens. They just forget to check the one fucking belt, right? They just, they skip over. They start talking to a friend for a second. They move over. Because it's anybody else. Like, it's just forgetting to have one. Like, we've all had shitty jobs when we were 16. I worked at KFC. There was times where I forgot the thing was buzzing and I'm talking to a friend and the potato wedges got overcooked because it was in the heat for 2 minutes too long, right? It was in the oil for 2 minutes too long. And you're like, oh, who gives a shit? Like, nobody's life is on the line. But it's just human error.
And as these 16-year-old kids, like, why? It should be like fucking, it's insane that 16-year-old kids are the only reason you don't die on a roller coaster.
It's insane. I really, it gives me anxiety when I hear about my son going on roller coasters now without me. It gives me anxiety because I'll check for him and I'll make sure that like everything is good, but it's like, oh.
They have like a computer system now where it's like the thing's not going to move unless everyone
probably at Six Flags and the larger, but if you go to just
Coney Island or something.
Yeah, and they pull up the Rye Playland.
You ever watch those videos where it's like a guy who's, you know, he's an older guy, and there'll be like the drop machine or whatever the ride is. But he'll always do this. They film it, and they'll go like, "Oh shit, there's something wrong with the bar. Give me a second." And then they walk away, but they push the button just to like scare the people.
Yeah. Oh, it's great
videos. I love these videos.
Go ahead. Should do like drug tests for the kids. They should not be on weed.
Love it.
I like this song.
My dad used to smack the shit out of us here.
Ooh, two new rides. Playland.
Is the kid going to die in this promo? Or?
I don't know. Is that Rye? Is that in Rye? It is, right?
Yes, it is.
That's a pretty catchy song.
I remember being a little ballsier than that. Am I wrong?
It was five.
Yeah, we were like 7 or 8 years old. I remember being on the Dragon Coaster. I went on it the first time because I was so afraid of like heights and roller coasters. I mean, I was just fucking like the whole time. Like, I couldn't stop. I'm a pussy with rides. My son was making fun of me. We did the thing on top of the Strat. They sit us in it, right? And it's, you know, it's just one of those drops, like, you know, the elevator drops, right?
It's the top of the Strat.
It's so high up. It's different. So I'm like, oh, fuck. Here we go. There. They go, all right, we're going up. And as soon as they said we're going up, it felt like we shot to the very top of the needle. And I went, going like this. And I was like, ah. And James is cracking up, like laughing. I'm like, ah. We didn't shoot up yet. We just shot up 3 feet. Yeah. We literally were on the floor and we went, that kids, was the first part kids, before it went up.
Kids have no fear. It's crazy.
Oh, this is it right here. Oh, yeah, fuck. This is what.
This is oh. They all lost their legs.
Dude. Oh, my God, dude.
It's always like you look at it from.
Wait, is that me? It literally looks like me.
This is on top of the.
Yeah, so it bounces more than once. Just so you know, I have no idea how many times it bounces. Because like, I was shrieking out. Like a girl with my eyes closed.
Those rides, when you're on the ground, you're like, it's not that high up, and then you get
dude,
on it.
Dude, fuck like that. There's no way.
It's the needle of the strat.
No
dude.
Way. I'm afraid of heights now. No fucking way.
I even
that.
Just being, by the way, being on the edge, at looking the edge over. It fucks me up.
I'll do any of them. I'm so dead
you
inside.
You love it. Love it.
Just gives me.
Are you going to Skankfest this year?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, sick. We should all go to the Strat and fucking do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, hell yeah. I did. I was once when I was 8. I was at the amusement park, and you know what's the pools at the wave pool?
Yeah.
And it would get like really intense waves.
Yeah.
And me and my friend were in it, and we both started drowning.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Like we were 8. We both started drowning, and like a lifeguard put a, like a ladder down or like what one of the things, and my friend grabbed it. First, and I pushed him off of it
yeah.
and grabbed it. I like literally like was in the ultimate like I don't care about his life. I pushed him back
well,
in the water.
Well, that's what's
kind of
funny.
Did they
like,
stop the waves? They pushed the button to stop the waves?
Not in my memory. But.
So what happens is very often like you'll see videos of I just saw a video recently, right? And there was, I want to say it was like an Asian kid drowning. Right,
hilarious.
And
were you jerking off in this video or no?
It was an Asian
you
kid
just
drowning,
said it like it was
and the parent, seemingly the parents were like trying to give the kid a
yeah.
stick,
yeah,
to like get the kid out, right? Yeah. And a lot of people were like, "Dude, my kid's in there fucking drowning. I'm
jumping in."
But then people that are actually, you know, people that are involved in like that understand whether they be lifeguards or understand how to rescue somebody from water were like, "You never jump in."
Yeah,
like
course.
If somebody's drowning, they have this survival instinct. They're going to grab onto you and
of
make
course.
You drown as
you
well.
Put the mask on yourself before you help other
yeah,
people.
Yeah, so apparently, no, you're not supposed to just jump in and fuck, because then you're both going to drown. There's ways to do it. I guess, you know, lifeguards are trained specifically to help a drowning person and to. But I have no idea. But my instinct, if my son was drowning.
Yeah, your instincts are going to be like, fuck this.
We're going to both be dead. That's yes. what's going to happen.
But that's why I pushed him off, because.
Yeah, you did the right thing, man. Right.
I pushed him off because, like, I knew that, like, I would have, you know.
And that you'd be able to save him.
Yeah,
We know.
Yeah, I needed to put the mask on. There's a really sad story in New York. It's hard to comprehend, like, it was, like, an Indian family, and they all drowned in the pool. Like, somehow, it was, like, I think it was only, like, 6 feet. And, like I think the mother came in, and then the daughter tried to save her, and then the grandma, and they all just ended up dead in the pool.
Yeah.
They each one jumped in after the other one.
Could you imagine how that pool smelled afterwards?
Like soup.
Delicious. God.
6 dead Indian bodies.
Yeah, I don't see how that happens.
I really set you up for that. I didn't have to say Indian.
Yeah, very, very crazy. I mean, I guess the top girl, in my opinion, is a Paraguayan chick, Shannon.
So, I forgot what you're talking
just
about.
Just so you know.
We'll go back to that.
All right, let's see. Eminem and White Castle collaborate on white rapper merch. What is this, Shannon?
So I'm going to show it to you in a second. So obviously Eminem and White Castle came together, and they have like t-shirts, hats. It's taking forever. Here you go. This is what they look like.
White rapper.
Oh, I see. Because they have a white wrapper on their burgers. Is that what it is?
No, because they come in boxes.
Do they used to come in?
No, I think they've always
like
been
paper,
those little boxes.
There's paper bags. There's like little white paper bags.
I don't think it's a pun. I think it's just.
Yeah,
pun.
I think
but
it's
what,
just white
I'm trying to understand what.
It's just White Castle, white wrapper.
Oh.
It's stupid. But how great is that song, Houdini? I listen to that like every day.
I like Eminem.
Yeah, Eminem rules. I like Eminem.
Yeah, I grew He's up off that shit.
I just don't give a shit about his politics. People are like, dude, you fucking cuck bitch, Eminem. Like, I don't give a fuck about Eminem's politics.
I don't know what he is. Is he?
But he was always that guy. He had the song where he said, fuck Bush. Like, he's always been that guy. Yeah, he's a liberal.
I was just saying, dude, anybody.
I just want him to say funny words.
Celebrities' opinions on. Sorry, go ahead.
I just want him to say funny words and rhyme. And
he's one. He's just such an amazing, like.
Lewis can do rap god.
No, not,
I'm not gonna make you do it.
We tried. Me and Justin tried to battle rap each other.
I bowed out of that in 3 seconds. You can pretty much do the whole thing.
You know, it's interesting when you look at Eminem, the way like the right. you can see from his like career how like who is the more offended group. Like when he started out, it was the religious right and the right like Republicans who got offended by him.
Yeah.
And now it's the left offended by him.
Yeah.
So it's like through him you can chart how the left
is the came. Left offended by Eminem now?
And his last album.
I had this bartender that worked for us one time, and we had Eminem in the jukebox, and she pulled me aside. She goes, "Hey." And I was like, get the fuck out of here, retard.
Wow.
I was like, this is insane.
Was it a white chick?
She, yeah. She could have been mixed with a Mexican, but I don't know for sure.
Is the staff woke?
It's about, they used to be, not as much anymore,
your
but
club?
They used to be. Yeah, yeah.
Your club is great, but the audience there is awesome.
Yeah, Houston overall is pretty in the middle. Like, we have woke people, but even, you know, a Texas liberal, I'm a liberal, but Texas liberal is very different than like here.
Houston's,
you know,
kind of perfect. Sure.
Yeah, it's
like, yeah, Houston's like a good town. Houston's like a good balance of fucking like blue collar and cool people and artists and fucking there's great food.
No, and it's diverse. Good. It's diverse as shit. So we just don't care about shit because we're like, who gives a fuck? Everyone's just a person here.
Which is what it should fucking be. Yeah, this is sort of how everyone's attitude was. Everyone sort of was like, who fucking gives a shit? Do your thing. Right, do whatever the fuck you got to do. That was sort of, I thought that's what we were going toward as a society.
Except for Mexicans. But well, yeah.
I thought as a society we were going towards just sort of like live and let live. And that was like 99% of people. I thought if you had put everyone's back against the wall and said, how do you feel about any of these issues? Like, yeah, dude, I got to go to work. I don't have time for this shit.
Yeah.
But now that social media and our phones have become such an important part of our identities and our lives, now it's almost like, I think people are tricking themselves into believing that they give a fuck about other people's you know, lifestyles and social issues. Like, if you fucking care about any of this shit, you're fucking gay. Who cares? Do what you have to fucking do. Mind your fucking business. That should be everyone's attitude with literally anything.
Yeah, for sure. But wait, what were we talking about? Something about Houston. Wait, what were we talking about?
Eminem. She complained about, she's like, you got to take it out of the jukebox. I was like, I'm not taking Eminem out. Get the fuck out of here.
The left or the younger people are offended. Her last album, because he makes fun of, what's her name? Megan Thee Stallion. He makes fun of her.
Wow. It's great awesome. Line. They should go back to one of the first albums where he says faggot every 2 seconds.
That's it.
Like,
how about when Will Smith said all the N-words with AIDS get to the back of the room? I was like, that's the Fresh Prince who said that.
To be fair, Will Smith saying the N-word feels like a white guy saying the N-word. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah. Kids are making thousands with their summer side hustles thanks to cashless payments. What is this, Shannon?
I just thought this was a cute, fun story.
Oh, is this a stupid Shannon story?
Yeah, maybe. Oh, but I feel like you would like it because they're like little entrepreneurs.
I do like little hustlers.
Yeah. So what they're doing is there's a few different like little kids that they highlighted. They're between like 7 and 11 years old, and since nobody carries cash on them anymore, they're using like little QR codes, and you can share this picture. Little QR codes so people can scan and then pay them, and they're making thousands of dollars over the summer
because people don't carry
people's
cash.
Credit card.
Because people don't carry cash, and more people are just going to be like, yeah, swipe, swipe, swipe.
Yeah, if this little girl said, let me fucking swipe your credit card.
No, but you don't have to.
I know what your fucking father is putting you up to. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
It ain't happening.
But they can just scan the code and then like enter the number. So it'll like the code will bring you to like their
friend. Here's my problem. Here's my only problem is like all these people that are like hustling on the street, like I would never pull out my phone and expose it to them. Because my assumption is that this little girl is trying to steal my identity.
Yeah.
That little girl in particular.
Also, that lemonade is not FDA. It's not regulated.
That's what's up.
You know what's up.
How about this one?
Now, that girl I trust.
What's the difference?
I would say, you know what? This girl's an honest girl, probably saving up for fucking
it's a Girl Scout situation.
Yeah, no, this is a good little girl right here. Shannon, show me another one. Is there anybody else?
We'll rate good girl, bad girl here.
Let's see. I'll say who I would give my money to if we have any more of these.
Hold
please,
on,
Shannon.
One more.
Shannon, pull up different one. Children with different, whether it be lemonade stands, whatever. I'll let you know.
Yes.
Wait, hold on. Zoom in a little bit. Hold on. Hold on. Give me a second. Let's take a look.
100%.
This little girl looks above board to me. You know what, folks? She gets my money, folks.
Did you have to zoom in to see specifically if she's
I think
Asian
she might be
or
Spanish.
Latina?
Yes.
Look at these. Oh, adorable. He'd give fucking two, adorable, Shannon. Yes. I honestly, I'd buy 2 cups of lemonade. I'm not even thirsty.
I don't think the big one's white.
Oh, no way. What is going on here? What is happening? Can somebody call the cops and fucking move this riffraff off the block? What are you doing, sir? What is this QR code? Move them out of their own home.
Be funny if a kid had a lemonade stand and they roofied every drink.
Aww. Oh, little Isabella. So cute. Adorable. She got the balloons.
How rich are her parents? That's her fucking lemonade.
It's weird that this is an article just about how we don't use cash, though. Yeah. That's all this article is like,
no, what's going on here? Somebody, she stole that check. Somebody call the cops. She just stole $300 check. Somebody call the cops right now.
She was actually donating that to the children's hospital.
Yeah, I bet she was. That's her fucking cover, Shannon.
And she was she's a stroke survivor.
Well, yeah, I bet she
we
is.
All are.
Oh, what's happening?
Shannon really set you. Shannon really set you up for that. She was like, "I'll let him say."
She
something
said, "This girl's selling weed." This girl's actually selling weed plants. Oh shit!
I look like this is an old Roth joke, but I look like the. He looks like the Russian doll I just came out of. That was my old Russian.
That's fucking awesome.
Oh, shit.
The worst remake of the movie Twins.
Julius, I'm your brother.
What is this? We're talking stupid stories today, Shannon. Fine, it's all stupid stories. What is this Beetlejuice 2 popcorn bucket? What is that?
I love this because I can't wait for this movie to come out.
But I'm excited.
You know how like, they're doing all those cool popcorn buckets now for all the different movies? Hold on, it's not.
Let's see.
I didn't know just reach into his ass.
Now they got to do different things to get people to want to come see movies, right?
Yeah.
I hate going to the movies.
So fun.
Going
that's a
to
fun
the movies?
Popcorn bucket. Fun. You hate going to the movies.
I'm going to watch it on a screen as in my, not as big, but a giant big. Screen in my house. Why am I going
to? Shannon, are, so you're, what's so fun? The popcorn bucket or going to the movies?
Oh, no. The popcorn bucket. I also understand, I was saying this to Jorge the other day, that there are so many things that people can do that can like ruin your movie experience
yeah,
when
yeah.
you're
talk,
out at a place
phone,
and they talk, they chew loud.
It.
But honestly, my girlfriend's
yeah,
pretty
looking,
bad, too.
I'm looking for the opportunity to
kill those people.
Exact justice.
So I don't.
If there's a person, I what's funny is it never really bothered me. It never bothered me when somebody take out their cell phone and look at their screen during a movie, if it's like in my peripheral, it never bothered me at all until I found out that it was supposed to bother me. Now, when somebody does it, I'm like, oh, you want to fucking fight, motherfucker? You want to fucking go, bitch? Is this for me?
I've been trying to explain this to people for 15 years. You're the only person I know who has said this. The exact same experience. I'm like, oh, this is, now you're trying to bother me.
Yeah, now it's,
and now,
it's about
and now I'm looking for it.
Yep.
Well,
and,
they know yeah. the rule and they're breaking it, you know?
Yeah, they know. At this point, you're right. I think you're right. I probably felt like a decade ago, it was like almost like an unspoken rule.
Right.
But now it's kind of a pretty widely
now you're just
accepted. Everyone yeah. knows you don't pull out your fucking cell phone. And so if I have to check a text, I'll do it. I'll turn the light all the way down. I go down here.
A humanitarian.
I go all the way up. Yeah. I give it a little look. Or I'll go to the bathroom if I have to actually do work or whatever.
Yeah, you're a person.
Sometimes I have to write something.
People.
Something that happens, right? I'll literally leave the theater and fucking go out.
I think it depends on the movie, right? Like if I'm taking my kids to see Despicable Me, I think there's a handful of adults that are just like, I'm trying to get a nap.
Well, the kids
in.
Aren't going to be like, you know,
put your phone
there.
Away,
like,
you fucking asshole.
So I'll literally sit there on my phone during Despicable Me, and I'll take a nap. I've taken my kids to the movies just so they shut.
I'm
going to
give you a
up.
Movie. I'm going to give you three movies, right?
Yeah.
You tell me yes or no. You can text during it.
Yeah.
Schindler's List. Yes or no?
Definitely. You just you have a FaceTime during that one.
Okay.
No, of course not.
Okay. Do the Right Thing.
What's the, I don't know that one.
You know, you're
I
racist.
I do not know Do the Right Thing. Spike Lee? Sorry. I didn't mean to shame you.
I don't know.
I apologize. I don't know.
Maybe, the first maybe, one's maybe. Really the only one
it's
I wanted
okay.
to
it doesn't matter.
I just rewatched it on those lists.
I don't mind that popcorn bucket. It's kind of fun.
It's fun.
Anything to get you
what
in
do
the
you
theater.
Do with it, though, afterwards?
So, it's a collector's item. You take it home, right?
So I don't, I'm not like a fighter. But I
shut
no
up.
Shit.
I don't fight people.
Get the fuck out of here.
All right, maybe I didn't have to let y'all know that. But I hate.
Just in case you guys were nervous in the room.
I hate talking when people talk during the movies. So when I go to the movies and people are talking, I'm just left with this impotent rage.
You won't say
I'm
just, something to them.
I'll eventually work it up to do a shush, like a very cunty shh. Because
you're
know?
Scared of black people.
But, yeah. And I just get so fucking angry, like homicidal rage, but it doesn't come out.
But you can't do anything.
It's like
about
it's so frustrating. I'm just like, you know.
No,
like,
I'll tell people just shut up, dude. I've walked out like, I'll go to kids. Most of the time, if I'm going to the movies, 99% now it's a kids movie, right?
Yeah.
Supposed to be some kids being assholes that don't have parents there. Some like 12-year-old kids. So I've had to go up to like groups of kids before and be like, hey guys, do me a favor. I got a kid up here who's trying to enjoy the movie. He's got to keep your voice down. And I'm like, I just have my intensity with my bald head. They're like,
oh, yeah.
Like, the Rock just said what's up to us.
As a 12-year-old, you scare the shit out of
me. That ain't no $500 shirt, faggot. Yeah.
I like it. You keep it calm. Right, yeah.
I keep it calm, but I have also, like, my energy is like.
Well, calm is scary.
Yeah, it's like, calm I look through them.
Yeah, I had these kids talking once, and I told the usher on them. I was just like a tattletale. and the usher came in. And
the usher goes, "You fucking faggot, get out of here. Yeah, I'm talking too."
The usher came up to them, and I sat back down. The usher went up to the kids, and then he pointed to me, and he's like, "That guy would like you to be quiet." You. No, he's like, "That guy would like you to be quiet." And I'm like, I didn't want you to tell them.
I ended up having, so I was at a hotel fairly recently, a couple months ago, maybe 6 months ago. And I was trying to use the hot tub. And then as I'm in the hot tub, I want to say 10 or 11, like 11 to 12 year old girls
hot.
Ugh. Got in the hot tub with me. So here I am.
No one took a picture.
Coming. Here I am exploding in my pants. No. And then they were like,
"That's so annoying."
It's so annoying to begin with.
And I love hot tubs. I'm a pedophile, and I find that annoying.
The rule was that you had to be 16 or above to be in the hot tub, right?
Yeah.
And I probably wouldn't have even said anything. Like these girls, they were like, whatever it is, they were at the age, or like my son's age, right, where they're just at like they haven't learned how to be like young women yet. They're transitioning from being children into being like preteens.
Yeah.
And when you're a preteen, you're thinking about boys and you're thinking about how you look and like makeup. They weren't at that age yet. They were at the age of like, they were like, the moment was they were all in the pool and they were eating like potato chips and eating like cheese doodles. And one of the potato chips fell in the pool. And I'm looking at chips in the fuck or in the hot tub. I'm going like, this is the fucking worst. And then the girl, she had cheese doodle fingers. She had like fucking.
She dipped
she
them?
Put them in the water.
She literally goes like this. As she's looking at me, she goes.
Fuck me now, man.
That's the sound of the water. And I was just like, who taught you how to live? Like, it's crazy. I didn't say I couldn't yell at children, little girls especially.
Kids,
so I had to go over to the fucking guy working the pool. I was like, you got to get these kids out of the hot tub. This is fucking crazy.
That's acceptable.
And literally, I just watched him go over and kick all the kids out of the hot tub, and they knew it was me. Because I got out, walked over to the guy. The guy walked straight over to the hot tub and kicked everybody out.
Did you pass them on the way back?
Why is that acceptable and not me doing it?
Because it's an adult to an adult.
Well, that's what I was doing. You mean the usher?
You go over to the people and be like, "Excuse me, please keep it down." It
wasn't a little girl
adult.
If I went up to these little girls and started speaking to them, if I'm their dad, I'm like, that's I'm going to fucking kill that pedophile right now because why are you speaking to my fucking 12-year-old daughter?
No,
in my mind, I'm going, why are you letting your 12-year-old daughter in a hot tub with a fucking studly Puerto Rican man now? That's what I say, right? But you're not even going to get there. I wouldn't even be able to get that point out, I bet.
Yeah.
You
should have been like, girls, look at the sign. No kid fucking allowed. Get out of here.
There shouldn't be much of a difference from your story and his story on like which one was more acceptable, but yours felt snitchy.
It's such a difference.
A little bitchy.
Well, like I can't tell. These kids were scary because also there's no win. If I tell the kids, if I get in a fight with kids, it's no win. Either I beat them up, which looks bad, or they beat me up.
I don't think you would have gotten to that.
And it's Cat Williams.
I don't think you would have gotten to that.
No, probably not.
No.
I had it happen on a flight. I was sitting in a seat that would not recline.
Mm-hmm.
So I moved, and there was like not many people on this flight. So I moved up like three rows, which would then put you in like those seats cost more.
Yeah, yeah.
And then comfort. I said, and then the flight attendant taps me on the shoulder. She goes, "Sir, you can't sit here." I go, "Why not?" They go, "Well, one of the other passengers complained about it." And I was like, "Who?"
Wow.
"Please tell me." And she wouldn't tell
me. Complaining about that.
I started being late loud
that's
about it. First of all, I didn't believe her. I didn't, because I think what she's saying is like, those cost a little bit more. And I'm like, one doesn't recline. And I'm like, "Who?" And I'm very vocal about it. I'm like, who's upset that I'm sitting here? But that one I actually do not believe.
Yeah. Well, Justin, can I bring up, you all probably disagree with me, but a huge pet peeve. I don't think people should recline on flights.
Well, that's crazy.
You're out of your mind.
I think you're reclining into the person's fucking lap. There's like 2 inches of air behind you. Fucking reclining.
Buy a better seat.
I will say,
get a better seat with more.
Reclining is psychopathic.
In a lot of other countries, that is the norm, though. Like when I was in Australia, I reclined. And then the lady behind me was like, "Excuse me, I'm doing work right now."
It's an asshole move.
And then my first thought was, "Hey,
no,
fuck you,
I gotta do some work."
I was like, "This is
shut
crazy.
The fuck up, bitch."
Yeah, that's how I thought.
Suck my fucking cock.
It's an asshole move to recline
the whole time.
Not if everybody reclines.
Can you be the Australian?
But I don't think everyone. I don't think like everyone reclining. It's like the cycle of abuse just following and following.
Why do they make the chairs reclinable then?
I think it's a choice that assholes make. And I think it's a moral choice
can
to
I just,
not recline.
What about long flights?
Listen, can I play devil's advocate here for a second?
If 90% of the people in the world, because I've heard that from people, like, yeah, you shouldn't recline on a flight. But most people just go, you recline. And if you don't, if you want more leg space, the system we have set in place is you pay for more leg space.
Yep.
It's not my fault that you choose the back of the plane.
Also, reclining is annoying everywhere besides first class. And first of all, even if I have work, I do work on an airplane, right? I have the laptop open. If a person reclines, they're literally like breaking my laptop. My laptop.
You have
like,
to buy better seats because I also work on flight. We all have the same exact situation.
Why can't you? Why can't you recline and then just be fine?
Yeah, but the reclining is not helping the laptop being fucking squeezed.
It helps.
Let me ask you a question. Are you the type of guy?
I'm just a better person than all of you.
You're looking for something to be mad about, and if you're looking for the microaggressions in life, you're going to find them. All over the place.
Who do you fly?
This is the Jew in you.
I don't believe in.
Let me ask you a question. Are you the kind of person who opens the fucking window so light comes in on a day flight?
Well, if you want to see something.
You motherfucking piece of shit, dude. You're insane.
You shouldn't see the beautiful.
Unless you're a child.
You shouldn't see the magic of flying.
That's nuts. You should just ignore that.
That's fucking nuts.
The magic of being in the clouds.
Pull the chat. Please. If it's like a day flight, you mostly want to sleep, and someone has that window open, I'm like, dude.
Well, that's crazy. I would tell them to close
crazy.
It.
Why,
you close
what's
up, please?
The sleeping
I'll let a kid
flight.
Look out the window. You know what I mean? Fine. If it's a kid, because they're excited about
flying. He's not a kid.
We should all be excited about being thousands of like miles.
I do it every weekend.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's so cool. You're doing it at different places.
No, it's not.
It's all the sky. It looks the same until we're landing.
We gotta wrap this. Listen, you guys are the shit. Thank you for watching. We're wrapping this show. Please support everyone here and everything they do. All their podcasts, live shows, live dates. See you in Long Island. This weekend, I'm actually going to be with Shane at Mohegan Sun. If you guys are coming to those shows, I'll be hanging out doing sets there.
We're at the big room there?
Yeah, the theater or whatever.
Okay. Yeah, nice.
Or is he doing the fucking room?
Mohegan
Stadium, probably. I have no idea. But yeah, you guys are the shit. Thank you guys for watching. We will be back on Friday with an exclusive episode just for Gas Digital subscribers. Good night.
That's all, folks.